Welcome to the Therapy Alchemist podcast. I'm your host, Katrina Austin, a licensed therapist. I'm here to talk not only about the science behind mental health, but the magical process of transformation. Today, I want to talk about The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell. Joseph Campbell studied all the great literatures and mythologies of history and discovered that the protagonist followed the same journey in each of the greatest stories ever told. When you reach a moment of realization that change needs to happen, when you've laid the groundwork for it, the universe sends you tests to see if you have truly learned. Which leads to the fifth stage, test allies and enemies. In the book, The Alchemist, Santiago first experiences this when he is confronted by the first person in Africa, who robs him blindly. He is left with nothing on day one of his path toward his personal legend. His first instinct is to go back. However, something magical happens in the hesitation, which leads him down the path toward his true calling. I experienced this when I first found self-love. The universe said, "Oh, you're really grounded in yourself. Let's test that. I'm going to take away the two most important people in your life. Let's see if you can make it." I immediately wanted to go back. I instinctively wanted to run. Some days I did. But piece by piece, my foundation was being laid. And I did it afraid. So here I stand at stage 6, the approach to the inmost cave. When you're approaching the darkest parts of your soul, that's when you know you're here. This is where our greatest challenges and fears come up, the face-to-face reality of our core wounds. Here I am, at the door, taking one step into the darkness, and it is terrifying. My body is afraid. I'm overanalyzing every sound, movement, shadow, light. I'm on guard. But I keep breathing, I keep walking, because I've prepared for this. I've got a bag of tools, the words of my wise mentors, the support of my allies, and the memories of my enemies. I'm ready. And I am uncomfortable. So, when you're on this step of the hero's journey, just remember that you don't get to know how to get through the cave. The path isn't clear. You don't know what monsters lie at the bottom. You're instinctively going to want to know which step is the right one. But remember, there isn't a right step. You're in the cave. Even if you go down a path that leads to a dead end, you now have learned what that path was. You're learning every nook and cranny of your innermost cave. And you're going to want to. Because trust me, you'll be back. And then the next phase comes, which is the ordeal. And that's the real shit. That's the face-to-face with the monster. But it's okay. You'll either befriend the monster or defeat him. It'll be hard when you come out the other side. You'll know exactly what it took to win. You'll be able to look back and say, "Wow, I really did it." And then you'll head back to your life, forever changed, stronger than ever. So, if you're here with me in the innermost cave, just know you're not alone. When you feel afraid, the first thing you need to do is slow down and breathe more. Pace yourself slower. Because remember, when we want to rush, it means we are afraid. Intuition is slow and sure. And you're going to trip on things. You're going to mess up. But you'll get there. And don't forget, it's okay to ask for help. But like Santiago learned, not every question needs an answer. You just have to follow the omens, the signs along the way that remind you on your worst day to not give up. The life you're imagining is just around the corner. As a reminder, this is not a substitute for therapy, nor therapeutic advice. If you would like to find a therapist in your area, check the links below. Thanks again for listening. Hit that subscribe button and follow me.